What would the restraining order have to do with us?
Well, I'd have to get a restraining order for you because you keep issuing me useless tickets.
I'm trying to jump
my gate in the at night when I'm in bed.
I've never been successful at issuing you a ticket.
Well, you handed me two tickets there at one shot.
Yeah.
You weren't successful at that.
No, because I left.
Because you screwed up writing the tickets?
Yeah, I wrote the wrong date in there.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't go through.
It wouldn't go through.
Yeah.
Too bad, eh?
I left that there, like, so it wouldn't work. But still, you complained that I didn't.
You left it there so it wouldn't work.
That's right. I really didn't want to write you a ticket. I'd rather see you get a warning.
So why did you write me tickets then? Just to scare me?
It's like a warning.
Or a scare? Scare me into being what you want me to be?
Well, that's kind of how society works,
hey,
right?
Stop complaining about barking. Here's a bunch of tickets, Sharon. Shut your face.
No, I would never be that disrespectful.
Well, that's kind of what you did. I've gotten 7 tickets and 3 charges.
Well, have I ever written a successful ticket to you?
You wrote me 2 tickets that you meant to write me.
But you
screwed up writing them. So?
No. How do you know I didn't do that on purpose, Sharon?
Oh, so you did it on purpose.
Yeah, I didn't want you to actually, I didn't want the ticket to go through. I wanted there to be an error.
No, but why did you write the ticket like that?
To stop you from doing what you're doing.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of being untruthful and cheating and all that, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, hey, Sharon.
And then trying to jump my gate 4 times to reserve a ticket that you meant to write like that.
Yeah, because you're avoiding.
So are you trying to terrorize me or what?
No, I was trying to reserve you the ticket. I was instructed to reserve the ticket. You know that. That's how it works.
You were instructed to reserve the ticket you purposely screwed up writing.
Yep.
And who told you to reserve the ticket?
My supervisor did.
And who's that?
It might have been Fritz at the time.
Fritz.
Not sure.
Who's Fritz?
That's Corporal Schmidt.
Oh, Corporal Schmidt. Huh. He told you.
Yep. So, the thing is, like, if I have to reserve a ticket, then I have to actually see you in person to serve it to you, right? You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, I have to serve it right directly to you.
Oh.
Like, right from my hand to your hand.
Oh.
So...
Well, the regional district doesn't. They just put the ticket on my gate in a plastic bag and tape it there. Because
yeah,
they had to reserve a ticket, too. Because their first ticket didn't stand up with the BC Ombudsman for my dog. So they had to lie to the BC Ombudsman and change the ticket and give me a different ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said my dog ran out of my house off leash and jumped on his dog control vehicle. And my dog is never off leash. He was on leash the whole time that dog control officer was here, and he lied.
Well, Sharon, I refuse to talk about anything about some other dog control people or whatever, because it has nothing to do with me.
Well, I believe that the regional district is telling the RCMP that they won't do anything about barking, so then the RCMP won't do anything about barking.
Well...
So hopefully the regional district will be charged, because that's just being ignorant. I've been complaining to them for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they pretend to come out here. Well, when they come out here and sit on the road, people know that, you know, that car is kind of out of place here. And what's it doing sitting there on the road? Oh, it must be dog control. I'll go put my dog away until they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with the RCMP doing all those patrols through the subdivision here. Everybody put their dog away.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
So. Well, I can tell you that that bark log that I gave you guys, the other I emailed to Constable Warrens and you had a look at, you said, or seen, that bark log shows it. Constable Warrens came here and the dogs were quiet for an hour after he left. And then they started again.
So what do you think the answer is then? How can we help you?
Well, you are a dog bylaw officer. And you could write a ticket. And you could use that bark log and the audio that I have that goes with that bark log to issue a ticket.
But see, we have discretion, right? We're given the power of discretion.
Yeah. And of course, you're going to discretionary out on me and believe the dog owners and not give them any tickets because they all claim their dogs don't bark. And nobody else here will make a complaint. And you know why? It's because they don't want to get bullied like me.